Kendall, and we're going to a place of wonder, excitement, discovery, and... Oh, well, I can hardly wait. How about you? So let's go on another adventure in Odyssey! Heading out?
Oh, Connie. Yeah, I have a few errands to run.
Okay, well, could you get me your rent check pretty soon? Not like I'm counting, but you're 6.5 days late.
Absolutely. I'll take care of it when I get back from my appointment.
Appointment? I thought you said you were doing errands.
I have an appointment to do errands, but my errand is at the hospital, which is...
You're going to the hospital?
Is that what I said?
Jillian, what's going on? Are you okay?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm a little short on cash, maybe a lot short on cash, so I'm donating plasma.
Huh?
I get $50 twice a week, and I'm saving lives.
You're donating plasma to make the rent?
Don't be silly, Connie. Of course not.
Oh, good.
I'm donating plasma to pay my cell phone bill. I'm putting the rent on my credit card.
Oh, you can't do that.
You don't know my landlord. She's one tough...
Don't be ridiculous, Jillian. We can work something out with the rent.
But I don't want to work something out. You've already been kind enough to hire me to help with weddings once my jewelry business tanked. I'm a big girl. I can figure out my bills. I can get another job.
I know you can. You have experience doing just about everything.
That's the problem. Everyone I interview with thinks I'm too fickle. It's like they've never met a Pilates teaching lemur trainer with a background in pastry baking and talk show production.
You know what? I'm gonna be your agent, Jillian. I'm gonna find you a job, and we're starting now.
I have this plasma appointment thing.
And we're starting tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know, Kayla.
I want to start working again, Joseph. I'm bored. You're performing surgeries all day. The boys are at school.
I'm fine that you want a job, but a receptionist at the hospital? It's not right for you.
You don't think I can handle the job?
Of course you can. But you should pursue something that utilizes your educational background and experience. You could easily...
Nope, don't even go there.
We're in a new town. No one in Odyssey...
Not another word.
But you...
That was two words.
Hey, Mom. Dad.
Hi, Trey. This discussion is closed, Joseph.
Well, I'm starving. You guys have anything... Ooh, cookies.
First, how was school?
Well, for a confining institution that limits self-expression, it wasn't terrible.
And what about your history test?
I studied really hard, Mom. I did. But then my mind just went blank. I didn't even get around to starting the last two essays.
Well, maybe Cooper can help you. He does really well in history.
And in math, and science, mm-hmm. and literature, and Spanish.
All your mom is saying is that you have resources.
Oh, you mean the star quarterback, the starting soccer player, or Mr. Popular? Oh, wait, no, those are all the same overshadowing person known as my brother.
You have your own talents, Trey.
You know, I love hearing you play the saxophone. Aren't jazz band auditions coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Are you practiced up for it?
Yep. So now, can I have cookies?
Two, not two dozen.
And then get to your homework.
I know, I'm going.
That boy. Okay, if you don't want me to be a receptionist, what do you think about this job posting? Here, first one listed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go yet, Jillian? We have people to see, jobs to get.
I'm ready. How do I look?
Nice. Very nice. But you didn't have to get so dressed up. Those high heels look like stilts.
Ugh, and they feel like torture.
Why wear them then?
Because they go with this skirt so well.
Well, you could have worn a different skirt.
But I love the way it looks with this top. And I had to wear the top because I bought it special to celebrate.
Oh, well, what are you celebrating?
That I got these new heels.
Jillian, maybe if you didn't spend so much money on clothes, you'd have money to pay the rent.
But I have to look the part of a successful businesswoman slash entrepreneur. So, where do we start the job hunt?
Triple J Antiques. Jason mentioned the other day he's looking for someone to help him with the shop.
Oh, yeah. I remember him saying that. But there's one problem.
What?
He hates me.
Oh, he doesn't hate you.
Connie.
He dislikes you a good amount, but he still might hire you, especially with me telling him how great you are.
I don't know, Connie.
We have to try.
I'm not gonna hire you.
Told you. Ooh, window display.
Jason, Jillian is perfect for this job.
Connie, I need someone who can research antiques, who can negotiate with other dealers, who can authenticate pieces. Can she do any of that?
Well, no, but she's great with people. And she's, she makes really good French toast.
And right now she's destroying my window display.
Oh, Jillian!
Look how the print of this blankety thing brings out the blue in these pretty dishes.
Those pretty dishes are Chinese ginger jars from the late 1800s. And that blankety thing is an authentic hand-knotted Persian rug.
We still look good together.
Oh, and if you move that cute couch over by your book section, people could browse them easier.
Do you have throw pillows for that couch?
That's an early 1900s settee brought over from Denmark on the Queen Mary.
Okay, so just because her knowledge of antiques is limited...
Non-existent.
She could learn.
I'm a fast learner.
She could be very, 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 very helpful, Jason.
I'm sticking with my no.
Jillian, you just do a little twist of the wrist here, like so, and voila! A perfect cone with a curl on top. Ready to try?
Hand me a cone.
Position it about 3 inches below the dispenser and slowly lower the lever.
You're going a little too fast for me, Connie.
Well, I know, it's kind of intimidating. I said slowly and twist it.
I am twisting it.
The lever, Jillian!
Here's the thing. Ice cream kind of terrifies me.
You're terrified of ice cream?
Mostly just soft serve. I mean, it seems more sinister.
Then yeah, working at wit's end's probably not the job for you.
I'd really like a job where I can dress up, look professional.
That ice cream cone must be 18 inches tall.
No curlicue, but kind of impressive.
Hey, Connie.
Oh, Trey. Hi.
Wow. That ice cream cone is the size of a person.
No kidding.
Here, knock yourself out, kid.
Thanks.
You need anything else, Trey?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
If you know you're gonna fail at something, do you still do it?
I know I'm gonna fail?
Yes, 100% sure you're destined for failure. Like skydiving without a parachute.
Well, you should definitely not do that.
Or driving with the blindfold.
Shouldn't do that either, even if someone quadruple dares you and promises you black cherry truffles if you can make it around the block.
For example.
That's oddly specific.
Thanks. I'll tackle this ice cream mountain in a back booth where people can't see me making a pig out of myself.
Okay.
So, oh wise agent of mine, what's next on the job hunt?
Well, let's take a look at the Odyssey job site. There has to be something in town for you. So, you want to dress professionally. Anything else?
I like talking with people, being helpful. Ooh, looks like Odyssey Memorial Hospital has some openings.
They need a receptionist in their surgery department.
That's worth looking into.
Oh, and the contact person is the chief of surgery, Joseph Calhoun, Trey's dad. I know him.
Oh.
It's pretty simple. You greet patients, have them fill out paperwork, answer the phone, and just generally have a calming presence. A lot of people coming in are nervous. They need some reassurance.
Oh, you can do that, Jillian.
Yeah. Sounds doable. Would you mind if I brightened up this waiting room, though? Seems kind of sterile.
It's a hospital. People go nuts over sterile.
But, you know, some art on the walls would really warm it up, make it feel more comfortable. I noticed some pieces at Triple J, paintings of all the seasons. Something like... Can I answer that? Show my skills in action?
Sure.
Okay. Odyssey Memorial Hospital, Surgical Department. This is Jillian. How may I help you? Hello, Mrs. Krause. How are you? No, you're not overreacting. I mean, even doctors make mistakes.
Jillian, perhaps I should take that call.
My great-aunt Susanna went in for a routine appendectomy and died right on the operating table. Surgeon's error happens all the time.
Jillian!
The phone, please!
Dr. Callan wants to talk to you. Hold on.
I think she wants to keep her tonsils.
This job may not be the best fit for you, Jillian.
Oh.
Mrs. Krause, hello. I assure you, this is a very standard procedure.
Let's go.
No, no one's died from it at this hospital.
Now what?
I'm still looking back at the job site. I don't know. Campbell College needs...
Let's see if Channel 10 has anything.
The news station? Oh, that's right. You have experience as an assistant producer.
You see anything?
Actually, yes! Ooh. They need a research assistant. Position will include fact-checking, assisting news writers and reporters, online and phone research, conducting interviews...
You lost me with the word researcher.
What?
Not my line of work. I once cited the back of a cereal box for a high school term paper.
Oh.
Oh, but check out the next job they have listed.
Meteorologist?
The person that gives the weather, right? I could do that.
You have a degree in meteorology.
Oh, please. It's not like it's a hard job. It's all about being entertaining. No one really cares about the weather.
Well, I care... Lots of people care about the weather.
So I look up the forecast on the phone and then point to some map. Make a few jokes. Voila! Forecast.
I'm pretty sure it's more complicated than that.
Well, let's go see if I can be a meteorologist.
Meteorologist.
There are two jobs.
We'll work on it in the car.
Newsroom, instant coffee, stale donuts, and cheap air fresheners. Oh, Connie, you know what would look good in here are those gingham chairs from Jason's antique shop.
Oh, yeah.
With some of the cool tall vases he had.
Mm-hmm. Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I'm Jillian, and this is my friend Connie.
Hello.
I'm applying for the meteorologist position.
Ah, excellent. I'm the station manager, Sky Feldstein.
Oh, Kayla, hi.
Hi, Connie, Jillian.
What are you doing here?
Interviewing for the research assistant position.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a resume, Jillian? I'm interested in what kind of experience you have.
You know, Ms. Feldstein, how about you just see me in action? That'll be the most convincing thing.
You mean test you in front of the screen?
Right. I have time now if you do.
I do, actually. And we're very anxious to fill this position.
Perfect.
Come on back to the studio.
Connie, Kayla, you should join us. I always do better with an audience.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Okay.
All right, here's your screen. Okay. Camera's right there.
Okay.
Go for it. You've already researched the forecast, right?
There's no map on that wall. It's just blue.
Right. That's why it's called a blue screen. You've done this before, haven't you?
Technically, no, but I can do it. I know it's all about percentages.
Percentages?
Hi, I'm Jillian Marshall. What a day for weather, am I right? Well, hang on for tomorrow. We've got a 20% chance of sunshine, 40% chance of rain, 30% chance of snow, 25% chance of earthquake, and just a small 15% chance of tornado. So don't worry too much about that. But whatever tomorrow brings us, just make the most of it. Back to you, Biff.
You just gave a bunch of percentages.
Uh-huh.
And they added up to 130%.
But that's what predicting the weather is, isn't it? There's really a chance for everything, especially in Odyssey.
Well, there's one thing there's not a chance of.
What?
You getting this job.
Oh.
But she does have a great presence in front of the camera.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if someone else researches the forecast for her and teaches her about cold and warm fronts.
I really don't think
that's
gonna
work. Here, Jillian, try something like this. You'll see on the Doppler that Campbell County is in for a pretty wet week. We have a front moving in from the west, bringing in 2 to 4 inches of rain overnight. Fortunately, we'll stay relatively warm at about 60 degrees due to the atmospheric river. We'll have a bit of a reprieve on Thursday where we'll be able to catch a few rays. Then grab those umbrellas again for another wet weekend. Something like that.
Wow. I'm still writing down atmospheric. Is that 2 words?
You even gave the correct forecast.
I research it every morning. It's kind of a hobby of mine.
You actually know what you're talking about.
I do have a degree in meteorology.
What? You do?
But I'm no longer interested in having a job on camera.
So, how did the interview go?
They offered me the job. You're looking at Channel 10's newest assistant researcher.
Well done!
Yeah, I'm excited.
Kayla, you don't have to take this position. You were a great meteorologist. You could go back
Joseph, we're not talking about this again.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Trey, how did the auditions go?
Oh, that's right. Jazz band tryouts were today.
Fine. I have a lot of homework,
How did you feel like you did?
About how I expected.
Did the judges give any feedback when you were done?
And when are they posting who made it?
What song did you decide on?
I can't do this.
What?
I skipped auditions.
Oh.
I hung out at Wits End instead. I'm sorry.
But why?
You've been talking about wanting to be part of jazz band for months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then I heard the other saxophone players. Really good ones.
You're good.
Not like them. And they only take three to be part of the jazz band. There was no way.
You didn't even give it a shot?
What would be the point? So I can embarrass myself? So everyone would laugh at me for even thinking I was good enough? I wouldn't make it. And it would be just one more thing you two would be disappointed with me about.
Trey, disappointed is the last word to describe how we feel about you. Your dad and I are gonna love you like crazy whether you're the President of the United States or living in our basement at 43 with a dozen cats.
Though I'm not crazy about the latter option.
I can't be a superstar like Cooper.
Right, because you're not Cooper. You're Trey. And you can be a superstar at that, doing Trey things in a Trey way.
What we care about most is that you don't give up. You don't let your fear of failure keep you from trying. You'll have successes. Not every time. Maybe not even most of the time. But if you don't try at anything, then you'll definitely fail at everything.
But at least this way, I don't get my hopes up. I'm gonna go do my homework.
Exactly, a successful job hunting day.
I could literally fall apart.
Oh, gross.
Nothing went right. But you know where I felt most comfortable? More than any of the other places? The antique shop. I loved the beauty of the pieces, the smell, the coziness. I was thinking about it all day.
I noticed. You kept bringing it up. Too bad Jason said no.
But maybe if I tell him, I'll work hard at learning what I need to know, or promise not to touch anything.
I don't know, Jillian. He seemed pretty decided.
Let's talk to him again. Please? I have to give it one more shot.
Okay, why not?
Thank you.
Trey? Come in, Mom. Are you here to give me another lecture?
Not exactly. Did you know I used to be a weather forecaster?
You were?
Mm-hmm, before I met your dad, and for a while after we were married.
That's kind of cool. Why'd you quit?
Because one day I froze.
Seems like you should have predicted that.
Funny. I'd just gotten a job in a bigger market. I spent a lot of time prepping for it, but on my first day, the monitor glitched. The one I watched to see the map that viewers are seeing. It was totally blank, and I had no idea what I was pointing at or what was showing up.
Sounds awful.
On live TV, it was terrifying. I got all flustered and started spitting out a bunch of weather terms, and nothing made sense. Finally, the anchors cut me off. It was humiliating. I left, called in my resignation before they could fire me.
Wow.
I decided that day I would never again put myself in a situation where I'd be so humiliated. And that meant giving up my career. But here's the thing. I love my job. I love the research, the science, being a part of all those families who were watching me. I was reminded about that today, how much I enjoyed it.
But you gave it all up. Because you're afraid of failing.
Sound familiar?
So, you came in here to tell me that giving up is genetics, so it's not my fault?
Trey.
Just kidding. I know what you're saying.
But there's more to the story.
What's that?
Well, I just got off the phone with the station manager at Channel 10. I'm meeting with her tomorrow about going on staff as their meteorologist.
Really? You're gonna try again?
I am, because if I want you to be someone who doesn't give up, I need to show you someone who doesn't give up. The truth is, you are going to fail at things. We all do. But what matters is what you do after you fail. Do you give up, or do you keep using the talents and passions God gave you?
Well, orchestra auditions for the school musical are coming up next month.
You'll give it a shot?
Will you not nag me about it?
Of course I'm gonna nag you. Remember, I don't give up.
Oh, hi, Jillian. Connie?
Hi, Jason. We have a preposition for you.
Proposition.
I actually have something for you, too.
Directions to the door?
No, an apology.
Oh, I like those.
For what?
Well, I was a little hasty this morning in sending you away. The truth is, Jillian, and it pains me to say this, you were right.
I was? She was?
Yeah, I've had people coming in all day commenting on your window display.
Oh.
Customers who hadn't even planned on stopping by, but it caught their attention.
Whoa, so she brought in business.
Yeah, a lot. Dr. Calhoun and Sky Feldstein came in and made some large purchases, too. They both said that you'd mention the shop for decorating their workplaces.
Oh, I did.
She did.
So I was thinking, I'm good at the business side of things. Uh-huh. Profit margins, determining authenticity, predicting value. But I don't have the eye for design like you do. I can't help people in what will look best in their homes. And that's where you shine. So, if you're still interested, will you take the job?
Yes! Oh, she is interested! She'll take it! She's thrilled!
So much for negotiating a higher salary, Connie. Thanks, Jason. I accept.
Great. Now, we're going to need to lay down some ground rules,
okay,
though.
Okay.
Like, if I'm in my office, you need to leave me alone.
Even if I see something really neat out the front window?
Especially then.
Well, how about if I bring you coffee?
Well.
We saw several of our friends in Odyssey deal with failure today, and it's something that's familiar to all of us. Job 14:1 says, "Man who is born of woman is few of days and full of trouble." Who is born of woman? Everyone. So we can expect that life will be full of difficulty and failure, even for Christians. What matters is what we do after those failures. Think of the Apostle Peter. He was a disciple of Jesus for years, witnessed the feeding of 5,000 people firsthand, and even saw the dead brought back to life. But after all that, when Jesus was arrested, Peter got afraid and denied that he even knew Jesus. Not once or twice, but three times. After he realized his failure, Peter broke down and cried. Did Peter's failure remove him from Jesus' plans for him? Not at all. In fact, when Jesus came back to life, Peter was the first disciple to see him. Peter soon became the leader of the disciples and the early church. So when you fail, just remember that everyone, every Christian who has ever lived, has failed too. Don't give up. God has great plans for you. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Good Job was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal and Luke Gonneau, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Katie Lee, Chantal Kaysen, Lana McKissick, Phil Morris, Monica Padilla, and Zeno Robinson. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.